everybody. Welcome to the Midnight Frightcast, episode number 93. I am one of your hosts, Josh. Sitting, hanging out with me tonight is the Scream Queen herself, Maddie.
Back from the dead, motherfuckers.
We got the Doctor of Filmonomics, Greg.
This is the resurrection cast, apparently.
And the Doctor of Everything Else, Patrick.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I'm going to pop back into that history lesson that we were talking about before we got interrupted. A little history lesson for the Midnight Frightcast. The last time the four of us got together was December of 2020. Was the last time we all hung out and did this. We did a best of 2020 list, and then we all kind of fell apart.
The fizzle
that was 2020
real.
In a nutshell, though, right?
The fizzle was real.
We kind of held on as long as we could during COVID. And then it just like this whole, granted, we're doing it this way now, but like this whole like doing it over the computer and not doing it in person just kind of lost, I don't know, just didn't have the same feel, I guess.
Well, we were also going once a week too, which I think made it that much harder.
That was tough.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was the last time go ahead, Patrick.
No, I was going to say, you know, just a quick topic of discussion is why did it take us so long to come back?
Lives.
Lives got in the way. Greg, something happened in your life.
Yeah. I had a kid and then she grew up. And now she's a demon.
She's a demon. I mean, I think we've tried a couple times just to kind of resurrect this. We plan and we try to schedule something. And then just schedules, you know, just got in the way. I don't think anybody was ever like, no, I don't want to do it. It was just kind of hard to do it.
I will have to admit, COVID knocked the shit out of my creativity.
Right.
Once we were past, even, you know, like we got halfway through pandemic or even pandemic was technically over, I had a hard time wanting to do anything,
let alone
a podcast or a film or anything like that. I had a very, very difficult time with it.
Right.
And I think it took us just this last couple weeks or whatever to say, you know, whatever, kick me in the ass. Let's do this again.
So the last time Patrick and Greg and I got together to knock one of these out was April of 2021. I believe we tried this again and chatted a pretty terrible movie. If you guys remember a movie called The Special, that was the film we covered in that episode.
Special.
It was special. If anybody remembers it.
Yep. Actually, you want to talk about The Special because it is our second most listened to podcast out of the history of our podcast.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like we've done better, but.
You want to know what the first one is?
Yes, please.
What is that?
Prairie Lights Film Festival 2019.
Yeah. Wow. That one makes sense.
That's crazy. I'm so glad you did not say The Void. If you would have said The Void, Maddie would have been like, fuck all of you guys. Don't ever pick up
The Void again. Oh, it's number four. Yeah, oh, eat my ass.
it goes Prairie Lights, The Special, Banana Splits, and The Void.
Banana Splits was a great movie. But
that is a great movie.
And number five, which I think should have ranked higher, is Women in Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were always good, too. But the last time a Midnight Frightcast came out at all was Greg and I got together in October of 22 and knocked out our 31 Days of Horror podcast. And that was the last time a Midnight Frightcast came out until hopefully today.
We got to get that on Pinecast. That's not on Pinecast.
Gregory?
Is it not? I thought we dropped it on there.
Nope.
No?
One that it shows is episode 92, The Special.
Okay, I can definitely find it. I'm pretty sure it's on where I get my podcast. I have it.
Yeah, it's on. It should be on Apple.
Yeah, that was the last podcast that we kind of knocked out. I'm so glad. This is just kind of one of those episodes of like where we've been, what we've been doing, why we got lost, you know, why it took us so long to kind of find that path back to trying to knock out the podcasting again. I've personally like missed the, not just podcasting, but like just kind of podcasting with you guys. And, you know, I've jumped on a couple since we've done this. I've hung out with some other people that have started the podcast and jumped on those. And while I love those people and I had a lot of fun hanging out with those people, it wasn't this. There was something about this dynamic that just kind of, it was just fun and a little bit more loose. The other guys would podcast with, you know, a plan, and we don't seem to do that. So
what's organization?
I 100% miss doing this, and I'm glad that we, got a chance to do this. So, and this is one of those episodes where it's just kind of flying by the seat of our pants because, you know, we don't have, you know, we're not going to jump into the news. We don't have a feature film that we watched that we're going to talk about, but just kind of talk about in the last few years since we have been off, what we have seen and what we have chased. And, you know, for me, like I've watched movies again that have been like, oh, I got to tell Maddie about that movie. Can't wait till we podcast because I want to talk about that one. And like, you know, I talked to Greg probably more than anybody about the movies that we've kind of watched back and forth. And definitely have chatted with Patrick. But I'll see movies and go, oh man, I want to talk about this on the Frightcast. I got a list of just films that I'd love to jump back into and chat about that we've missed. So I'm not going to throw out a name. I'm not going to pick on anybody. I'm just going to say, everybody, let's just jump in. You know, what have you seen? What have you watched? What have you missed since 2020? Is there films that you knew came out, but you just didn't catch it? What's out there? What have we been doing?
Can I start with what's not out there?
Sure.
And should have been out there 2 years ago?
Sure.
Salem's Lot. I have been anticipating that fucking movie ever since it was in the can. And Warner Brothers can suck my dick.
Okay. Well, it's on the 2024 list because I went through. Has it been on the list the last couple of years, though, for release?
It was supposed to release in 2022. They bumped it to 2023. And then now they're talking about maybe farming it to HBO or one of the streaming things as opposed to doing a theatrical release.
Really?
And the only reason they're doing that is because they're getting a lot of shit for shelving a bunch of films just because they make money off of it.
So,
you know what's funny is I told you I'd re-listened to some of our podcasts, and one of the ones that I can't remember what it was we were talking about was news. We were talking about the news, and I was like, oh, they're remaking Salem's Lot. So we've been talking about this for legitimately like 3 years.
Yeah, it's in the can. It's done. And Warner Brothers wants to Batwoman the fucking thing or Acme it or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Do they say why, though? Are they saying why they just don't want to let it out?
First of all, it was going to be released against some really big fucking movies, and they decided, let's wait so it's right. Not so we don't lose money on it. And then they just kept shelving it. And then they started doing this practice of not releasing movies and getting the tax incentives and actually making more money than they think that they would make in the box office. So they get all this money from the government. Well, the government finally said, maybe we should look into this. So then they started talking about farming it out to a streaming service.
So is there a big audience, do you think, in anticipation for Salem's Lot? I personally, like, I'll throw it out there. I think I've said this before. I've never seen the original. I've never seen that movie. And they remade that movie once before, correct?
Yeah, both of them were made for TV. There's never been a theatrical release of the movie.
Do you think?
One was with David Soul, who just passed away. The other one was with Rob Lowe.
Okay. Do you think that, with the theatrical landscape now, the way it is, that it would do well in a theater versus like dropping on an HBO?
I think it would do better on streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do.
I just feel like that's the way anymore some of these bigger films come out. They'll maybe do a small short run in a theater and then go straight to, you know, Apple or, you know, even having films a week later to rent at home while they're simultaneously playing in a theater is going on. So, yeah. I mean,
no, I think trying to farm it out to streaming is probably a better option because I think people at this point are like, fuck it. You know, right. If they would have released the first year, I think they probably would have done really well. But since we've been waiting so long for it and being an avid Stephen King fan that wants to see a really good adaptation of it, you know, because it's got James Wan behind it. I mean, it's got names behind this fucking movie. So what's the problem?
James Wan has merged now. Did you guys see this? They've merged, or he has merged with Blumhouse as one company. So now they will be, you know, working together to put out some of their films. I don't know why James Wan would want to lower himself to the Blumhouse film world, but he seems to like what they do. So I'll be curious to see if those films get better or if James Wan gets worse.
I was going to say, maybe he sees an opportunity to step in and quote unquote, save Blumhouse from the endless drool that they keep putting out.
I think the first film that they just released, it's in theaters now. I'm pretty sure it's Blumhouse. Night Swim is out right now.
Which looks interesting.
It does look interesting. It's PG-13.
Never mind. I take that back.
Yeah, and we've had that conversation before.
Yeah, we have.
The PG-13 versus, you know,
legit
the R rating for horror. But, go back to look at Five Nights. You guys saw Five Nights at Freddy's, right? You guys both watched that PG-13, and it was hot garbage. So, hopefully James Wan doesn't get trapped into that PG-13 world of horror, because I just don't think he would live there for very long. So anything else that, like, again, I know it's thinking back a couple years, but anything else you've seen, anything else you missed, anything else you wish you would have seen? Is there something that you've watched you're like, oh man, I would have loved to talk about this on a podcast?
One of the big standouts that I saw, and this wasn't from the last, this I watched it in the last couple years, but I can't remember when it came out. It was called Super Deep, and it's a documentary about Josh's asshole.
Sounds like a porn.
No, it's actually not, shockingly, but it was a zombie movie, which, I know, shocker, I'm not a big zombie person, but it was like the mushroom zombies. It was so good. Like, it was kind of like The Last of Us before The Last of Us came out, which Last of Us was amazing. Yeah, like, I have never ugly cried during a TV show. I ugly cried during Last of Us. But no, I've said before, I'm not a big fan of horror movies with a bunch of feelings in there. Super Deep actually had some feels in there, and I was okay with it. They did it very well. They handled it well. They handled themselves well while still being a horror movie. So if anyone wants to check that out, if you like The Last of Us, you will 100% love Super Deep.
Super Deep. Got it. I'm writing it down right now. Where did you watch it, Maddie? Where was it at?
Do you remember?
Streaming wise, you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was, I think it was like Tubi or something like that. It wasn't anything like crazy. I can probably look it up right now.
Okay.
But yeah, it came out in 2020 and I'm just stupid. But let's see. It's on it's not really streaming anywhere, but you can like rent it on usual. What? It only got 29% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will fight somebody. That was a good movie. Tasteless.
Yeah, anything else? So you guys kind of like, you know, I'm going back to and thinking about movies that I watched that I would love to just chat about on a podcast. So like, I'll throw a couple out and just, you know, won't go super into detail, but you know, I watched a movie from 2021 on Shudder called The Sadness. If anybody has seen it or not seen it, if you have not seen it, you know, I would just chase it. That's a movie that automatically I was like, Maddie would love the shit out of this movie. And I'm fine if she watches it and proves me wrong. But it's not a feels movie. It's a little bit longer than an hour. But it's a gore fest. It's a super gore fest. I really dug the crap out of that movie. I remember that movie because I just watched it recently again. I rewatched it. That would have been a film that would have been on the top of my top 10 list of that year. You know, this year I watched Talk to Me. Did anybody see Talk to Me?
Mm-mm, no.
Nobody saw that? It was the one with the hand, Patrick, where you grab the hand. Okay. Which that movie...
What?
Okay, so can you go back and look up Talk to Me, because maybe I just gave the worst description of it
I'm picturing Idle Hands right now. Save yourself.
Yeah,
what
was that movie we watched where it was like a glory hole or something like that? Is this the same thing?
Glorious.
No. Glorious, though, which I don't think we ever got a chat about. We planned on chatting about that 9 million times. We never chatted about Glorious, but that was also a really good movie. Talk to Me was like super built up, though. A little bit of a letdown, but there's this like relic that somebody found that if you hold the hand or whatever, you grab it or you hold on to it, it allows you to talk to your dead loved ones. It was super interesting, though. It was on a lot of people's lists from this past year.
That what if really you well. Do other things with that hand?
I don't think you want to do that. I saw that hand. It's pretty gross looking. I'd probably pass on that.
The haunted dick.
Since we all watched it, let's chat about The Last of Us. We all watched that, right? Oh, Greg did not. So sorry, Greg.
Oh, Greg, you got to see it.
I know. Yeah. My biggest thing was I wanted to play the game before I watch the series and compare, but I don't have PlayStation, so I think I just need to pull the trigger.
I watched it without playing the game, and I absolutely loved it.
I've heard nothing but rave reviews about it, so I'm kicking myself in the ass right now.
And I got to say, Nick Offerman had one of the best episodes and one of the best acting experiences I've seen from him in one of those episodes. So
he won the Golden Globe this year.
Yeah, he deserved it.
So... That was hands down probably one of the best episodes that, and they got so much, it got so much pushback. Like people hated it. People hated that episode just because of the.
That's because they're homophobic.
Nailed it.
But I didn't. I walked into the Last of Us blind. I didn't know anything about it. Never played the video game. Didn't know anything, and it was. From just what I saw, it was perfectly cast. That girl that played Ellie was awesome. That was her name, right? If I remember right. Yeah, Ellie. So it was perfectly cast. Did everybody watch the bits at the end where it would show you like the making of the episode? And how, you know, they would follow the game pretty close, but at points they would kind of deviate from the game as well. But the makeup is what a lot of people talked about and how close that was to the actual game.
And the setup, the premise for the entire season, when they start with that interview in the 1970s or whatever it was, talking about mutations of fungal viruses and stuff like that, just really led well into thinking the possibilities could be real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That last episode, didn't love. Wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah, it ended on kind of a weird note. Like, I feel like there was a part in the episode where I was like, I thought it was going to end, and I would have liked it a lot better if it ended. And I can't even tell you now, but And I, it's not that it was too long. It just felt like it was a really good place to end. And then they just kind of kept going. And I just, but I don't know. That series was so good. Like the one little like drag on for 15 extra minutes didn't ruin anything for me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's going to be interesting with season two because it has such a big jump forward.
Yeah.
They're going to use flashbacks and stuff like that because they're still going to use the actress, actor. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with season two.
Are they following The Last of Us 2 video game and jumping like there, or are they going to start?
They're writing some of their own stuff, but they're okay. Also trying to follow the game. Because the second, according to my daughter, the second game was not great.
Okay. I'm just wondering how far they take this show. If they go, well, two seasons was really great. We can end it after two seasons because we've told this whole story. Or we could, there's so much more to tell. And I know they're working with the writers of the game. So,
yeah, I like that so much better when people can end the show when they know it should be ended and just say, we did a fucking great job and we're done. As right. opposed to trying to milk it for more money and then it's just mm-hmm. mediocre.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Futurama. I would 100% rather have something short and well done rather than something that like drags on for episode after episode after episode, and they're just kind of, especially like they're kind of in like an apocalyptic world, like it's eventually shit's gonna run out, people are gonna die, like you can't, that is a horse you cannot beat. Yeah. Like come on.
My favorite second episode, or my favorite, yeah, my second favorite episode I think I watched was the episode where they were in the mall. I thought that was a really great episode.
That one was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a nice little sweet episode between the couple people. And
yep, that one got a lot of flack too. But once again, fuck the homophobe.
Yeah. Right? Homophobic. Yeah.
So that was a really great
episode. This ain't for you.
It's not.
Did anyone watch, sorry to jump over time, but TV shows. Yeah. Did anyone watch House of Dragon? House of the Dragon?
I did not.
Okay. I watched it. That was our Thanksgiving binge watch. It didn't have the same weight as Game of Thrones at all. There were some cool moments in it, but I don't know. It felt a little bit more like a soap opera.
Yeah.
It was very soap opera-y. It was entertaining, but like I still will go back and watch some seasons of Game of Thrones, not 7 or 8. But like I wouldn't go back and rewatch this. It was just kind of like fine, but like it was good for like the one season, one time through watch. It was totally fine. But all the spinoff shows and stuff they're trying to do from Game of Thrones and just beating that gravy train is just kind of like
they're scared to do anything new, so they're just milking whatever cow they can, which is terrible.
Yeah. Somebody told me there's a, I'm going to fuck his name up. There's a Jon Snow
Kit spinoff. Harington? Yes.
How do you fuck that up?
They're doing that right now where he's just like on the, I didn't really watch Game of Thrones. So I'm trying not to sound stupid, but where he's like, he's banished to the wall or whatever. Like, I guess after the last episode of Game of Thrones, he was banished. And so now they're like going to do a Jon Snow spinoff where he's just banished to the wall or the other side of the wall. Or you guys can help me out if you watch that show, because I don't
know. So he's just like up on the wall in the frozen north. Isn't that what we're doing right now? Like that's not special.
Minus the wall.
Yeah.
See my backyard.
Speaking of TV shows, did anybody, has anybody watched True Detective?
Nope.
No? Okay. There's a new season of that coming out also, which I'm very much looking forward to. Season 4 of that. Jodie Foster is in it.
I've seen a lot of advertisements for it, but
it looks really, really great. If you have not watched True Detective, I would highly recommend.
The main characters every season.
They change the main characters every season. I mean, nothing has beat that first season with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Nothing's come close. Season three was quite great. Season two kind of lacked, but they're going into season four after it being on a very, very, very long hiatus. That show was almost the creator of that show was going to let it go. They weren't going to do anymore. I think somebody just kind of got in their ear. Because it is a very successful show, and it's a very well-written show, and the way they go about it is really well done. So, again, if you've skipped True Detective, you know, you should go back and maybe check that out. The other one I wanted to talk about really quick, too, was one that I feel like we would have, you know, gone to fisticuffs over had we met in 2023. And I know we were all very vocal about it on the messenger and everything. But does anybody want to chat about Terrifier 2 right quickly? And oh man, I just got bummed out.
I loved the first Terrifier. That second one, that was garbage. That was bad, and he should feel bad.
Yeah. I want to see a fan cut of Terrifier 2. Where they take out all the shit that wasn't needed. The movie was way too long.
It you cannot make a 2 hours and 40 minute long slasher movie.
Yeah.
You've lost your damn mind.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You can go online on YouTube and like somebody just cut to all the kill scenes. That's actually what we ended up doing. It was so bad.
Yeah, for as much anticipation about that movie that there was and how much we wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally getting to see it, it's just like, oh my god, it lost the feeling of the first one. It lost that 80s slasher low budget thing that made it so good.
Right.
It was a literal shit show. It was a literal shit show.
It was a ton of fluff, and I get what he was trying to do, kind of, but. You know, so Maddie kind of hit it on the head. 2 hours and 40 minutes slasher where you have to sit there and just kind of attempt to give any shits about the characters and their story and where they're going. And I didn't care. That first Terrifier was an hour and a half, 90 minutes, maybe less. It was tight. They just kind of got to the point.
Yeah.
And didn't try to make
that whole other world bullshit that was in there, like that other dimension clown circus, whatever that was so unnecessary.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I feel like the director was just doing weird shit to try to be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just like, there's zero point to any of this.
I felt like he was given a bunch of money that he didn't have on the first one. And he was like, well, now look what I can do because I got all this money. I'm going to do this otherworldly circus bullshit. And
it's so strange to say this, but that's where money's a bad thing when invested into a movie. Because the roots of what he made on the first one is because he was on a shoestring budget, forced him to be more creative.
Right.
And in this one, he just, I don't know, it was just, hey, okay, I did all this. Oh, I've got more money. Let's do some more.
Yeah. It's like he felt he had to spend all of it. So he just crammed a bunch of shit into the movie and ruined it for a lot of people, I think.
And then he's like, oh, I'm making a third one. And I'm like, no, you ain't, sis. I am not watching that.
Have you watched the trailer, Maddie? Did you watch the trailer for it yet?
No, I have zero interest in giving that.
There Shit. Is a trailer for it.
You should watch the trailer. You should at least watch the trailer. And then maybe we can chat about it on the next podcast. But you should at least check out the trailer. It almost got him canceled. Like, it almost got all of his backing taken away from him. So you should check the trailer out.
I shared this with you guys, and I shared it on my personal Facebook as well, that the horror iceberg, like, I was sitting there looking at that, and that's kind of
what Terrifier reminded me of when you get down to like those lower levels is it's just schlock. There's nothing in there. There's no substance. It's just trash. It's like trash from layer three down. And that's literally what that movie reminded me of. Like it belonged down there somewhere with the trash where they're just trying to like be weird and shocking for the sake of being weird. And I'm like, no, now you look like some little like 17-year-old teenage edgelord and no one wants to pay attention to you anymore. That's what Terrifier 2 reminded me of.
Yeah. Just a bummer. Yeah. I try to keep this one. I don't know how long we've been going for. It doesn't really matter, but we'll try to keep this one short because I know we just kind of wanted to jump in and, you know, give people an update. But there was definitely films, like I said, in the last couple of years that have come out that I wanted to chat about because we didn't get an opportunity. These another franchise that came out during the pandemic and COVID was everybody see X and Pearl?
Yes.
Nobody saw that?
It is on my list.
Yes.
Definitely on my list.
Let's talk.
So, those are both streaming now too, Patrick, on Prime or
Paramount, okay. I think.
Or one of those. You can get a hold of those.
For some reason, I can't pull the trigger on Paramount. I'm paying for so many streaming services right now.
Yep, I get you. Greg perked up. So, real quick, and I know this was on Greg's 31 days list this last year that we didn't get a chat about. So, Gregory, let's talk about Pearl for a second, maybe X, and then the 2024 Maxine is coming out.
Yes.
So, chat.
So, I had to bow out of the last couple topics there. I had mentioned at the beginning of this, my wife and I had a beautiful little daughter. She is cute. She's a little hellion, but I love her to death. I have not watched a lot of movies in the last couple years because I've been buried in fucking Sesame Street. So I have not had a chance to watch a lot of what you guys are talking about. So me adding my two cents in would have been a disservice to that conversation. This last year, I was finally able to get caught up on a few movies that I hadn't seen. One was X. The other one was Pearl. I was weirded out by X. I wasn't the biggest fan of it until I saw Pearl.
Okay.
And I had no intentions. I actually didn't even know Pearl existed until Josh, you had recommended it to me.
Real quick, Greg, because Patrick and Maddie have not seen, let's go spoiler free.
Oh, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay, perfect.
No, I'm good. I'm not going to do that. Cool. I didn't even know Pearl had existed until you had recommended it to me. Being interested in X to the point where I was, I wanted to check out Pearl and see what if it might help boost the universe a little bit. And what I saw was, I'm probably going to be in the minority here, but I absolutely loved Pearl. The cinematography alone is mind-blowing with what they did with that.
Right. Yeah. It's shot very different. Even X had that when X opened. It has a very different style to it.
So it's shot of the times that it's supposed to be in, which I thought, I mean, it helps it because it gives you that atmosphere, that environment that it's supposed to be in. But with all the movies that have come out in that specific time period, again, I won't say when because I don't want to give too much away. There's a lot of movies that have come out within that time period and that were shot in that same look. Pearl was a whole different ball game. Like I want to say, but I don't.
Right. You know, Mia Goth jumped on the fucking map in the last couple of years. She did X, which was, I thought X was fantastic. I'm in that other group, Greg, where I personally enjoyed X more than I enjoyed Pearl, but I did enjoy them both. So Pearl is a completely different feel of a movie than X was. X is more of like a slasher film, I feel like. And Pearl kind of goes a little bit of a different way.
Psychological, maybe?
Yeah. But then she came out swinging with Infinity Pool also. And I mean, that was just
the movie. We had no idea what was going on.
Right? But it was a bananas movie. And yeah. Mia Goth is just on. It's a shame that, you know, actors don't get nominated for horror films, because Mia Goth would just smash in those categories.
And that, her performance in Pearl was unbelievable.
That ending shot of her in Pearl, which I won't say what it is, but it's just uncomfortable, you know, was a conversation starter when I walked out of that movie with the group I went with.
Yep.
It's just crazy. So, but those movies, again, if you haven't seen them, anybody that hasn't seen them, they're streaming, I think, on Prime, maybe somewhere like that.
Paramount, I believe.
Paramount. Okay. If you have Paramount, go chase them, because those are really great. Real quick, let's just wrap up with, did anybody make a list? Anybody write down like just some things you're looking forward to in 24? Or Patrick, do you got something?
No, I was going to say there were some things that were released in the past couple of years I'd love to maybe talk on future episodes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Evil Dead Rise is one that I wouldn't mind touching on.
Yeah.
Maddie's thrilled.
Yeah, maybe, I am.
Maybe a 15-minute fright cast on Skinamarink.
No.
Okay, that's okay. Hang on a second. Patrick brought it up, and it's on my topic list for here. And since you brought it up, Patrick, let's just chat about it really fast. We can do a 15-minute. We can do something really fast here, but we can do a 15-minute fright cast on it if you want to. But that movie is on a lot of people's number one spot.
And I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Me neither. Greg watched it. I tried my best to get through it.
It's painful. It's absolutely painful.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw out Megan as a possibility.
Okay.
And then I believe this came out during the pandemic, between the last time we podcast. Prey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prey, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So those are just a few on my list that I'd like to maybe throw out as possible films to review over the next, you know, few times that we
do this. Maybe we could drop a list. Everybody can kind of drop a list in our messenger group. I don't know what streaming everybody has now. So I smashed on quite a bit of Shudder lately, but so The Sadness is one I would definitely love to throw out to you guys and just see how much I can get everybody to hate me for watching that movie. There's a film that came out last year called When Evil Lurks that I thought was really great. Yeah. It's another foreign film, but I personally thought it was really great. Talked to some people that really didn't love it at all. And then there's some fun ones that, you know, that Greg and I had chatted about during our 31 days. There's a film called Totally Killer that we thought was a lot of fun.
Spirit of Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. Did anybody watch No One Will Save You? Anybody watch that? That was one of those films that, like, again, it was either everybody loved it or people just didn't like it at all. I thought it was kind of weird. I didn't get some of it, but I enjoyed the ride, kind of. There's a film called Nefarious that came out that I think I watched during my 31 days. That's also streaming on Prime. That is not really, it's more psychological than really horror. And one of the conversations we had on the last podcast that the four of us did was going back to our conversation of what was horror. And we had kind of a back and forth during that podcast. I believe Maddie called everybody a pussy and was like, you know, sucks to be you guys, as opposed to all pussy horror. I listened to that. But, you know, we had that conversation about, you know, what is horror? And we had talked about revisiting that conversation and then never got a chance. So maybe we can revisit that again also. Yeah. Without Maddie just totally destroying us and calling us a bunch of wimps. I'll say wimp. What else was on your list, Patrick? Do you have some other stuff?
It Lives Inside was the other one.
Yes, was on my list. Yeah.
And that one I found interesting because it was the first one that we pulled from Hindu lore.
Yeah, and I was going to go see that in the theater, and I just did not make it, and I heard some really good things about that. So also on my list. But maybe it was, like I said, we'll make a list and drop it in the group, and we can kind of go back to our attempting to make a schedule, and we'll see what we can you know, come up with to watch or piss Maddie off with or whatever. So, 'cause, you know, fisticuffs and stuff.
Yeah, speaking of pissing everybody off, so I've been talking about this movie for a couple years. It's a Belgian
extreme horror. The Void is not on the table.
Kiss my ass. This is not what I'm talking about. It's called Megalomaniac, and it's been, as I said, it's Belgian extreme, and I've been like watching that and watching that and watching that. It finally dropped on Prime, so when it's my turn to pick, everybody's crying.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. You know, I need an excuse to watch the weird shit. So, there it is. So, 2024. Anybody looking forward to anything coming out in 24? Anybody know what's coming out in 24?
Not even slightly.
Winnie the Pooh 2. Mickey Mouse! Yes. Let's talk about the new Mickey Mouse horror.
I have that on my list for the next podcast.
Okay.
So we'll chat about that here. I'm going to throw out a couple of things real quick. Alien, a new Alien movie's coming out. Mm-hmm. Fede Alvarez is doing Alien Romulus. That's coming out. I don't know who's fans of that franchise or not, but I am, so... I'll chase that. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Anybody?
I'll check it out.
Yep.
I'll check it out.
Trailer was very interesting. Nosferatu is supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
Robert Eggers. Nosferatu movie is supposed to come out next year.
One of the Skarsgårds is playing him, isn't he?
The same one that played Pennywise.
Oh, okay.
Whichever one that one was.
I can get over that was Bill. Bill Skarsgård.
Bill. Okay.
We chatted about Maxine. We kind of chatted about Terrifier 3 is coming out next year. And then one, again, I'll eat shit for this. That's okay. I don't really care. They rebooted a film that was a favorite of mine called The Strangers. They've rebooted it. There's a chapter one and a chapter two coming out, and maybe a chapter three coming out next year. I don't know what they're doing with it. I have not. Greg's head is just shaking.
Rolling. Rolling.
I was a big fan of those films. Even I said I took shit for liking Prey at Night. I liked it. I had a lot of fun with it.
Prey at Night wasn't bad. It needed to come out about 5 years either after or before it did.
Yeah. There's a big leap between them.
Yeah, which I think hurt it more than it did anything.
Yeah. But I said those are some of the things I'm kind of looking forward to.
Did you say the new Alien movie?
Yeah. Romulus.
Okay. First Omen.
Oh, yep.
Yep. We'll see what they do with it.
Yeah.
Kind of scares me. And then isn't there a Quiet Place prequel? Like Day One, I think it's called.
Day One, yep.
Oh, nice, okay.
That's one. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
The new Exorcist movie got pushed because David Gordon Green quit. Because I what's that, Maddie?
Said
that?
I think I would too. I didn't hear anything good about that movie.
Yeah,
It was rough.
Did you see it, Patrick? Okay.
Yeah.
He just has a way of ruining franchises.
Like ruining things.
But hey, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Right.
Yeah. I am.
Right. We're going to cover, well, since we've said it twice now, we're going to cover Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the 2?
Winnie the 2.
Winnie the Pooh
on the next one.
Yeah, number 2.
number 2, yeah. So we'll cover that on the next one, along with a few other things. But I don't know, this is kind of a jump back in. This is kind of a feeling it out and figuring it out and see if we can jump in and knock one of these outright quickly and kind of still do it. So I personally don't have anything else. I don't know if anybody else wants to kind of throw out something and I'll throw this out. Yeah.
It's been great chatting with you guys. I know it's been 3 years, but holy shit. I'm glad that we're doing this.
Yeah, me
agreed.
Too.
Agreed.
Stoked. And I'll be excited to see the list that comes out in our group chat to see what everybody wants to kind of just, you know, dive into. Even if it's, what did you say, Megalomaniac, Maddie? Even if it's some crazy shit that Maddie comes up with, I'm excited to dive in. So Yeah. So if we got nothing else, you know, with that, you know, that's the wrap up of episode number 93 with the weakest, most non-energetic outro. I'm Josh, hanging out with Maddie, the Scream Queen, Greg, the movie guy, the doctor of filmonomics, my bad, and the doctor of everything else, Patrick. I guess we'll see you on 94.